Welcome to the third episode of the Four Seasons Podcast. My name is Mike Oliver.
I'm Rachel Oliver.
And thank you for tuning in again to listen to us. We want to start this episode by just kind of breaking down what kind of went on in the sports world over the last couple of days. We're recording this on Monday night, so you should hopefully be hearing this sometime Tuesday. We're going to start with, I think, the biggest thing, which is the baseball playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Red Sox beat the Astros 12-3.
Yep.
Hit another grand slam tonight, which actually is a new major league record. It's the most grand slams hit in a postseason series in MLB history, so that's... Well, it's exciting for us because we're Red Sox fans.
Still pretty good, though.
Not so exciting if you're an Astros fan or a Red Sox hater, which there are a lot of them out there. The Titans beat the Bills on Monday Night Football.
Surprised. A lot of people thought the Bills were going to...
roll over the Titans. Rachel's Fantasy took a loss because of that game.
First loss this season. Sad. But I won in my other league, so it's okay. Win some, you lose some.
You can't win them all. Nobody ever does. Except the 72 Dolphins. Slew of hockey games, which... whatever, they're not the Avs. The Avs do play tomorrow night against the Capitals.
Yes.
So Alex Ovechkin and the Capitals, that'll be something exciting to watch. And Candace Parker and the Chicago Sky... are your WNBA champions.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, sweet.
Candace Parker did not go to the University of Connecticut.
Mm.
So, that's kind of a bummer.
But.
I was pulling for Phoenix.
Oh.
Big Diana Taurasi fan.
Okay.
UConn legend. So, that is our little breakdown of what happened in the sports world the last couple of days.
Yes.
Which most of you probably already knew because the internet.
Yeah.
But if you didn't, I'm glad we could bring that information to you.
Just a recap.
Yep. So you want to go ahead and move on?
We sure can.
Okay.
So we got some good news today.
Okay.
We got our first listener email today.
We got a listener email.
We sure did.
That is bonkers. I can't. That is so cool.
We're moving on up, bub.
Yeah. Okay. You should read that listener. Actually, okay. Before you read that listener email, we should just say how grateful we are. To even have gotten a listener email. The last few days, we've gotten so many messages and texts and phone calls. People have been giving us feedback, and they've been making suggestions, and we've been hearing that the few people who have listened really seem to enjoy it so far. And we're so thankful. It's really exciting for us. It's something we've been wanting to do for a long time. We finally just sat down and went for it. And I hope everybody who listens knows, like, this is exciting and we love it. And every time we get on and check our numbers, when it goes up by one listener, two listeners,
We do a little happy dance.
It's the most exciting thing ever. So we're just eternally grateful for all the love and support we have gotten so far.
And we just hope to bring you more happy content and everything else and gratitude. You know, we just hope this really makes your guys' day as much as it makes ours. And
absolutely,
you know, we just couldn't be more grateful and thankful, and we just hope, you know, you guys really do enjoy it and as much as we enjoy recording all of this, and hopefully it will, you know, go off somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, and then I also, to add on to that, I should probably walk a couple things back. Apparently I said in the first episode that my dad was playing beer league softball. Oh, yeah. I like to set the record straight. My dad is an athletic specimen. And he ages better than Tom Brady because he is in better shape now than he was when he was, I don't know.
Doing the beer leagues.
Doing the quote-unquote beer league. He medaled the police and fire games at 50 years old. So, gold medal.
Gold medal. That's right. He did say that.
Yeah. And also, you know, I haven't mentioned it yet. My mom, also a hell of an athlete, played basketball growing up. Got into softball a little bit. Used to play soccer. So
wasn't she also in a beer league too?
Yeah, I think she played. Yeah, she played some beer league.
Quote unquote.
Air quote. You guys can't see the air quotes, but I'm doing the Dr. Evil air quotes. But yeah. So obviously, I used to be a finely tuned athletic machine too. Now I kind of look like a retired football player, but
it's okay. Yeah. It happens. Yeah. All of us.
Rachel loves me for what's in the inside. Obviously.
Anyways,
we have a listener email.
Yes.
That's so exciting. You should read this listener email. And where can other listeners send emails to us at?
They can send the emails to thefourseasonspod@gmail.com.
Excellent.
Hello there. Listener from Inglewood, Colorado. My idol is my grandpa. The things he did for us as his family just says so much. I could go on, but if I had to say a sports player, I'd probably say Deion Sanders. The reason for him is corner is my absolute favorite position. I always wanted to play growing up. The way he knew and could read where the ball was going. But not just that, the agility on kickoffs and punt returns. He had 6 punt returns and 3 kickoff returns for a touchdown. His field awareness was just out of this world. Love the podcast. Keep it up, guys.
That is amazing. Thank you so much for sending that email in. I would like to point out that since so far our only listeners that we are aware of are friends and family because we told them about it, I do know who sent us that email. I would like to say that I actually know this person's grandfather. I should say I did know him. He has passed on, but it was a privilege to know him. He was a great man, was a very caring person, and it doesn't surprise me that this listener sees him as an idol because I see a lot of the same characteristics in both of them, so that is a great thing to hear. Also, Deion Sanders, excellent choice. Swag on that guy. Out of this world. I used to want to do the things Deion did too. I used to put all the sweatbands on my arms and he used to do this thing where he would unbuckle just one side of his chin strap, and I don't know why, but it looked so cool just the way he did it. So I would do that. It was so unsafe. I would have gotten hit in the head and lost my helmet. But yeah.
Okay.
Alright. Well, again, thank you for the email.
Yes. And if anyone would like to send in another email, the email again is thefourseasonspod@gmail.com.
All right. We're going to move on into a segment we have officially decided to dub the Fab Five. Little reference to the old Michigan college basketball team, which featured Jalen Rose, Chris Webber, and the 3 other guys.
I was like, I don't know, so don't look at me like that.
Is that something we should have researched before we started talking about it? Probably, but we didn't. But let's move on.
We're going to talk about sport movies in this Fab Five today.
And this is something we have decided. Part of some of the feedback we got is the first couple episodes, we definitely were winging it a little bit.
Yeah.
So we've come back and we've decided we're going to try to be a bit more structured. And this is a segment we're going to try to hit on every episode.
Yes.
And we're going to call it the Fab Five. And this is where we're just going to hit you with a top five list of our topic of choice. Obviously, in the first episode, we did
our jerseys.
And we did a little two-for-one because we're generous podcast hosts.
We did classic and throwback.
Yep. I think we did not do a top five last episode.
No, we just talked about. I mean, we had two.
Yeah. We could have done a top five idols, but felt more sincere just talking from the heart, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, yes, this is the Fab Five, and this is our sports movies, our top five sports movies. So, mine are, coming in at number five is Southpaw. And then number four would have to be Fever Pitch. Right. Number three, good movie, Dodgeball.
You know what? When we were discussing doing this and I started thinking about what movies to do, I did not even think about Dodgeball at all. But Dodgeball is for sure a sport.
Well, you don't think about it because it's more of like a comedy. But it does have
sports. Oh, it's got, yeah. Gym class dodgeball separated the men from the boys. Not to mention, just in general, a great movie, I think. One of the most quotable movies of all time. The other day at work, I told somebody it was a bold strategy cut. Let's see if it pays off for them. How many people have said, nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody!
So my number two pick going on that would be Remember the Titans.
Yes, that's on my list as well.
Okay. And then I have a tie for number one.
Oh, I don't... I think that's breaking the rules of the Fab Five.
But
it's not the Fab Five and their one reserve player.
But it's a tie, and it's just true to my heart, and I just can't not say anything. It's The Sandlot and A League of Their Own.
All right. Well, what it sounds like to me is you have to take... What was your number five again?
Southpaw.
Okay, so that's out now.
No, but yeah. I like that movie too.
Well, you know what? I like a lot of movies too, and I didn't...
This was a very hard choice. Like, this was very hard for me to pick. I'm not
surprised.
I'm very indecisive if people don't know that already, so this is... So this was very challenging for
me. Yeah,
I know you know, but...
Yeah, well, now everybody else knows.
I'm just saying. Okay, so honey, what are your top five, or your Fab Five?
Well, I mean, I like so many movies. I actually did a top 50. I don't know if you can tell me to shut up or not.
I didn't. That's why I said hush. You told me to shut up. I said hush.
I know, after you...
Okay, go on.
All right. At number seven. I guess I will. I was actually going to throw out, just there were a couple of honorable mentions... Is I love Goon,
mm-hmm.
the Sean William Scott movie about him being an enforcer. Great movie. And there was another one, actually, and I can't remember now, so whatever. But I have them written down. Number five is The Replacements. And this one probably isn't on a lot of people's top fives. I'm going to be pretty honest. It's actually not that great of a movie. Semi-Pro! That was the other one that was on. I was just thinking about movies that actually aren't that good, but I have nostalgic love for.
Yes.
Semi-Pro.
Yes. Okay.
Will Ferrell, Woody Harrelson. And you remember I talked about that earlier.
Yeah, okay. I just honestly couldn't remember the movie either. Yeah.
So you're kind of a forgettable movie, but whatever. So anyway, what I was going to say is I put The Replacements at five. Keanu Reeves in peak Keanu Reeves form. Long, beautiful black hair. Just a gorgeous piece of man. Like I said, it's not really that great of a movie, honestly. But I just remember watching it all the time growing up. And it just had a special place in my heart. So, made number five. Number four, Miracle. Probably the greatest hockey movie of all time.
Incredible.
Yeah. I had A League of Their Own at number three. Tom Hanks, Gina Davis...
Can't go wrong with that.
That's a movie I could watch over and over.
And why it is at my number one.
Yeah.
Tied.
And yeah, it's at your number one.
Okay, go ahead.
At my number two is Major League.
Okay.
I have one of the funniest movies of all time. And there's plenty of baseball.
Win-win.
Win-win. Number one, Remember the Titans. You know, I quote that. Seen to you all the time, and it'll give me goosebumps every time I quote it. When Coach Yost is gathering at the defense and he tells him, "You do not let them gain another yard, you blitz all night." See, I'm getting a little tingly right now. They're gonna remember forever the night they played the Titans. Oh. And then, of course, Denzel is just the man. So, that's my top five.
Okay.
Any thoughts?
I mean, that's a pretty good list. But, I mean, like I said, it was a hard pick. But I had to do what I had to do.
Yeah.
And then for our last segment, we are going to be calling it What We're Looking Forward To. And this is just, you know, in general in life, what we're looking forward to in or out of the sports world. So, anything you would like to talk about? What you're looking forward to this week?
There is a couple things.
Okay.
Like we mentioned earlier, the Red Sox took 2-1 series lead
mm-hmm.
against the Astros, and game 4 is on Tuesday, so I'm looking forward to that. I think it's kind of a huge deal for the Red Sox because they opened the series in Houston,
mm-hmm.
and they split it. And obviously you want to win every game, but at this point in the postseason, all the teams are too good. It can be done. You can sweep a team. Very hard, though.
Yeah.
I think it's a huge, huge thing that the Red Sox split the games in Houston. Because now they're back in Boston. And after watching tonight, they look like they have all the momentum. So they do play in Boston on Tuesday.
Okay.
And they actually play in Boston on Wednesday as well.
Okay.
So
hopefully.
There is a chance the Red Sox could close out the series.
Because this is a 7-game series, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
We do also have the Braves and Dodgers. Okay. And Atlanta does hold a 2-0 series lead in that series. That series is going to be in L.A. Game 3 is on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I really want the Braves to dispatch the Dodgers because Mookie Betts is a Dodger and I love Mookie.
But it's going to be hard.
Like, that's got revenge written all over it. I just am terrified he's going to come into Boston and put on a show and the Dodgers are going to win their second World Series in a row. Yeah. So.
And we talked about that a little while back, yeah. You and I, but
yeah.
I can only imagine that, yeah, exactly, that is full revenge on it.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what the circumstances, and it doesn't matter what players say. They can say, and you hear a lot.
I mean, if you get traded, yeah, you're going to be bitter about it.
Well, there's a lot of guys who come and they say, you know, I understand, it's a business, it happens, but BS. I'm mad.
Yeah.
You didn't want me. I'm going to show you
what you missed.
Yeah.
Or what you got rid of.
And it'll be hard for me because I do love Mucky.
Mucky.
I love Mucky. I still have my Mucky jersey.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the back of my closet.
Yeah.
Maybe one day he'll come back to Boston and everything.
Hopefully.
Hunky-dory. We do also have the Avs taking on the Capitals in Washington on...
I think tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow, yeah. So that's another thing looking forward to. It's gonna be a good week in sports.
Yeah. Who's I'm having a brain fart. Who's Thursday night football?
That is not something I'm looking forward to. That is.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's Broncos and
Broncos Browns.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna say it right here on this podcast right now. The Broncos are frauds. That 3-0 start meant absolutely nothing.
I think a lot, honestly, I think, you know, I was listening to people and they're like, oh, is, you know, you guys are only winning because you guys are playing crappy teams.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're right. Obviously.
I was trying to stand up for the Broncos, be like, no, we're really good this year. And then
They've been hammered by a lot of injuries. They
have, but
they just lost their second starting middle linebacker, Alexander Johnson, just went on the IR with a peck injury, the same thing that happened to Josie Jewell, but I don't know. I think the NFL is moving to a place, and it has been for a while, but it's an offense-dominated leagues.
Yeah.
All the teams that are winning now have incredible offenses, and they have defenses that can make just enough stops.
Yeah.
And the Broncos are stuck in the pass. They have a head coach who wants to play defense. Like, you just can't. You can't. The game is designed for offenses to succeed. The roughing the passers, the pass interference, the defensive, all those are geared towards points. The league wants to see teams score points.
Yeah.
You can't win with defense and running the ball. It's just not possible. And I love Teddy Bridgewater, but, like, go get a quarterback. Go get a real quarterback.
But do you think he's better than Luck, though? That's going to be the question.
Oh, better than Luck?
Yeah, Luck. That's what I meant. I don't know why I said Luck, but...
Well, yeah, but... Go get a quarterback. Go get a real quarterback. Don't pass up on Justin Fields and draft Pat Surtain the second.
Yeah.
Even if he is an absolute stud. You need offense. You went and got all these great receivers and you got two great tight ends. I don't know what to think about the offensive line. It's hard because there's a couple injuries up there. Ugh. I don't know. And they're banged up. They're really injured. The whole team is. I get it. But hey, score some damn points. So I am not looking forward to Thursday night football.
No.
But I digress. What are you looking forward to?
I am looking forward to this week. So, you know, we kind of talked about the sports, but I'm going to go into personal life here.
Oof.
We have a lot of fall festivities going on this upcoming week.
Yes, we do. We just carved pumpkins tonight.
We did carve pumpkins tonight. We made chocolate graveyard haunted houses the other night with the boys. We're going to a pumpkin patch this week. And next week, David has his little Halloween carnival at school. So, you know, hitting it all.
It'd be nice, too, because... This was, you know, last year David was in kindergarten, but because of everything going on with COVID, I don't feel like you got, like, the
full experience.
The full experience of all the kids' activities. And now...
Plus, he was in kindergarten, so, you know, you're still trying to figure out
everything. Plus, yeah, for a lot of the year, he was only going half a day, so it's not the same. So now he's in first grade, now it's kind of...
He wants to be more involved.
Yeah.
So it's just fine.
Yeah. I mean, and you do too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so his little smile that when he gets excited to go do something, it's all what it's worth.
Yeah.
That's
what you find out, I think, being a parent is once you get to a certain age, things don't excite you as much anymore. It's you get excited for your kids excited.
Yeah.
I remember being a kid and Christmas would take, you know, the whole year would, you know...
Drag on.
Well, January through, I would say, October would be about 10 months. And then it would be another 10 months from October to Christmas.
What it felt like.
No, it really was. Like, it was 10 months. And now, it was September 1st yesterday.
Yeah.
And now... Now we're halfway through October, you know, and before we know it...
It's going to be January.
I have to whisper. Breaking news to our viewers. Santa isn't real. Rachel and I have to be Santa. They don't hear us. So that's why we stay up on Christmas Eve till...
Well, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Till we stay up till Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And then we're tired all day.
But that's what Christmas is about. That's why...
I still love Christmas. Don't... I'm not knocking Christmas.
No. We love Christmas in this household.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
But
it just sucks. You remember being a kid and you get to hit Christmas and then like you get Christmas would hit and then you would get like 2 weeks of recovery before you had to go back to school. We're an adult now. You have to go back to work the next day. And over. Christmas is over. Go back to being a sad adult. Anyway, I digress.
So.
Well, that... Solid episode.
Solid episode, I would say.
I think we're getting the hang of it a little bit.
We're still working on things, but we'll get there. We promise.
I mean, if you guys think you like it already, I mean, these episodes are going to suck. We'll get better as we go out. Again, we can't thank you enough. We appreciate all the support. Please... keep listening, keep giving us feedback,
subscribe, you know, let us know. Honestly, we can only get better if we hear genuinely what we need to work on.
I want to hear constructive criticism from the people I love.
Yes.
And because I can't handle it from strangers.
And we want to hear what you guys want. Oops, sorry. What you guys want to hear. I mean, if you guys want to touch on a certain subject, then let us know and we'll talk about it or anything. Again, we just want to hear from the listeners. So if you like us, spread the word around, subscribe, listen, just show us some love.
Yeah.
So.
All right. From the Four Seasons podcast, my name is Mike Oliver.
I'm Rachel Oliver.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.